Ladies and gentlemen, world leaders convened today at a virtual climate summit where Joe Biden announced new targets for the United States in curbing our carbon emissions. Among them, limiting you to one burger per month. That's right, dropping red meat consumption by 90%. You're only allowed to eat 4 pounds per year of red meat at that point. This also included forcing you to own an electric car from here on out, and of course installing a heat pump, getting rid of your fireplace, or your any other heating for your home. All of these things, in fact, that we have discussed before when we dissected the absolute zero agenda that was published out of the UK. I'll leave a link to that long report below, and today I just want to run through briefly some of the ridiculous ways that it's rolling forward, both in the US and around the world. But not only that, John Kerry, the climate czar, has announced that it's not enough to stop carbon emissions, that in fact we need to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, perhaps using, as California is proposing, giant carbon sequestration vacuum cleaners. Wow. It seems there is no depth to the stupidity of this agenda, but in fact it's not dumb. It is a bid for total control over humanity and all activity on the planet. Let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast.
You said twice getting to net zero is going to be hard, really hard. But even if we get to net zero, we still have to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. So this is a bigger challenge than a lot of people have sort of really grabbed onto yet.
Yeah, he actually said that. We need to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Stunning hubris from these people. But California prepared to implement it nonetheless. From the LA Times, the clock is running out on climate change, and California says it's time for giant carbon vacuums, like this one seen here. As an advisor to Jerry Brown said, if you want to keep global warming at bay, you can't do it simply by limiting emissions. You have to sequester significant amounts of carbon. And at this point, we really should be asking ourselves, why is Bill Gates blocking the sun and geoengineering? And why are they trying to remove all carbon dioxide from the atmosphere? What kind of planetary terraforming are they engaging in here? But I don't have the answers to that. What I do know is that Joe Biden really did take to the stage today to unveil the new targets for the United States. Among them, as I mentioned, you'll be limited to now one burger a month, and that is in cutting our red meat consumption by 90% across the entire American population. Remember, these are federal mandates, federal goals. And even beyond red meat, all animal products, not just animal source food, all animal products by 50% by 2030. It also includes making the switch to electric cars. Quote, more than half of the new cars bought in the US would need to be electric within the next decade in this decade of action. It would mean 65% of all new cars and SUVs and 10% of trucks would need to be electric. And we're running at about 2% right now. So you can imagine drastic top-down measures of control must be implemented to get that target hit. And then, of course, as we've mentioned at the UK level, now in the US, retrofitting homes to use electric heat pumps so that you are tied to the grid exclusively and depend on that as a source of heat to keep your family warm in the increasingly cool winters. Quote, nearly 25% of homes by 2030, more past that, would need to be heated by electricity rather than using natural gas or oil to reach these emissions goals. So yeah, you'll be on the hook for that nice nearly $6,000 electric heat pump. And again, I just want to be very clear that if you missed the absolute slavery report where we broke down line by line these goals on how they're going to drop carbon emissions to zero by 2030, and then ultimately by 2050 is when they hit absolute zero, I highly encourage you to check it out, because we've gone through now the heating using electric heat pumps. Let me blow this up. Using electric heat pumps to replace gas boilers and natural gas, the changing food to stop beef and lamb eating completely, phasing that out by 2050, and then releasing only electric cars by 2030, or compatible with absolute zero is how they write it here. So each of the three mandates that Biden unveiled today come directly from these goals that come directly from the prescribed agenda of the United Nations. We're not in charge of this country right now. Biden is just rolling through the agendas one by one. And I find it telling that in terms of trying to take control, they're happy to float absolute zero. How much freedom will you be allowed? Absolutely zero. How much choice will we have as a consumer? Absolutely zero. But when it comes to keeping our children safe, how much arsenic or lead will they allow to be in baby food? Well, that's called closer to zero. Yeah, when it comes to safety, they really don't care about you. This tells you everything you need to know. This is not about saving the earth. It's not about your safety. It's about taking total control. And it's for that reason that news outlets started issuing new editorial guidance, somehow all at the same time, to stop calling climate change, stop calling it global warming. We're going to rename it again. Now it's a climate emergency. And of course, if you've been listening to this channel, the Ice Age Farmer channel, you've already heard that term because its genesis was with the Club of Rome last year when they said, oh, it's time for Planetary Emergency 2.0, a new deal, a green background on the new deal for people, nature, and climate. You can tell this is all flowing down again from the UN, from the Club of Rome, through the national governments being implemented by these goals. So here's the Green New Deal. It's here. We're walking into it right now. And here's another aspect of that. From Meat and Poultry Magazine, Meat Industry Report, Getting Smart on Food Waste. And the report describes that we can now start to look at using active packaging, which interacts with its environment to help the food keep longer. Well, that sounds kind of cool. But they also mention intelligent packaging, which actually is it's smart packaging for food. It's in communication with the world outside the package, perhaps giving consumers information on temperature, freshness, or any potential exposure the food has had to microbes. It can be used to provide a link to automation using barcodes, QR codes, or even augmented reality to enhance the consumer experience. It's being created in the name of reducing food waste, but what's actually happening is, much like we've seen the beginnings of the supply chain being grafted into this AI blockchain-based virtual reality complete awareness of all resources on the planet, now we want to extend that through to the consumer into your home. We want your Samsung fridge to talk to your meat packaging and find out how long it's been in there, what the temperature was, and how much you've eaten in it. And if you're not eating everything you bring home from the supermarket, you better bet your smart fridge and your smart packaging is going to tell on you, and your social credit score will suffer. Just like the recycling bins in China that use AI and facial recognition to demerit your social credit score if you're too wasteful with your food. Now, this is going global via smart packaging, intelligent packaging, as they called it. Quote, given consumers' current concerns about food safety because of the pandemic, on-package indicators of exposures to microbes are certainly in demand. So again, we're going to play on your fears. We're going to say, due to COVID, we've got to have smart packaging that tells us how much you eat, and we'll just roll it out. There's the appeal to blockchain. Also discussed was blockchain as a method of monitoring food waste. And while it's not the only way to monitor waste, it's the most secure. It's for your safety. However, the industry has been slow to adopt that trend, but you can expect that to change during this decade of action leading up to 2030. Here's a couple other indicators of how quickly this absolute zero cutting emissions and taking total control over humanity is rolling forward. French lawmakers have approved a ban on short domestic flights. Because remember, as you see here, flying? No, there's a big red circle there. By 2050, there will be no flight. And by 2030, most airports will close. It's only the major hubs, international connections, they're going to be open. Beyond that, it's all rail. That's why Biden is also investing into Amtrak, but we covered that in the Absolute Zero report. It's also why French mayor was telling his citizens, you probably don't want to try and be a pilot. That's not really a job that's going to exist in the future. Probably time for you to give up on your dreams of being in aviation, because he knows that that's being cut out. That's part of the plan. It's right there on the Absolute Zero agenda, which is public for us all to see that this is going on. Another one rolling forward in Amsterdam. They're now considering a ban on open fireplaces and wood-burning stoves. Now, this has already happened in most of the Bay Area, across San Francisco and around the surrounding area, in the name of keeping the air clean. But of course, again, this ties into forcing everyone onto electric heat pumps, which they control. Another one, New Zealand, to phase out livestock exports. You saw the beginnings of this when that ship went down and took hundreds of cattle with it and killed them. But now, indeed, they are extending what was initially a temporary ban on shipping livestock by boat to a permanent one. We're never going to do it again. We had one boat go down. And again, after all, it says by shipping must decline to zero by 2050. So this is the beginning of that. We're going to stop shipping our animals that way. We're going to move to a new direction. Plus, animal agriculture is on the way out anyway, right? We've seen that plenty. And again, back to California. Oakland is going to start enforcing the ban on gas-powered leaf blowers. So we've talked about this. Anything that's not even talking about cars, but any of your leaf blowers, lawnmowers, chainsaws, anything that takes gas is now banned across California. And while most places aren't, you know, bothering to enforce that by any stretch of the imagination, Oakland now is the first place that's actually trying to make that literally something that you can be punished for. A new ordinance. It's pretty astonishing. String trimmers, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, etc. Please switch to electric utilities, is their point. Rhode Island is ready to hop on the same bandwagon. Governor McKee there is about to sign a bill to get Rhode Island to net zero carbon emissions by when? Why? By 2050, of course. Aligning exactly with this agenda. And this is just a few of the examples that have happened in the week and change since I put out that Absolute Zero report. And I'm going to keep hammering on this. Every week or so, I want to check in so that we can see nations and states and cities around the world all in unison advancing on these agendas, implementing these targets. By 2030, we're going to do this. By 2050, it'll be gone. Airports closed. Shipping done. Animals killed. Beef off the plate. It's amazing that they're rolling this forward so quickly, but that's the design. Part of why they're doing it so quickly is to keep you from even being able to react. And that's why I'm making this video and all of these videos, is to make sure that you have the data you need so that we can react appropriately, so that we can resist this agenda, and so that we can prepare our families and our communities to be resilient in the face of them. So thanks for watching, and thanks for spreading the word about that. You can find this report and all my reports about the Absolute Zero Carbon Agenda on iceagefarmer.com. If you value this broadcast and want to get more information, help me keep it running. There's a few ways listed to do that at iceagefarmer.com/support. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.